Joining us right now is a gentleman who's one of the greatest players of all time. There's no doubt about it. Two-time Masters champion, that tremendous United States Open at Pebble Beach in 1982, and five, count them, five British Opens. Also, I should mention, a Missouri amateur champion. Mr. Tom Watson joins us. Tom, good morning. How are you?
And you forgot to say Masters par three champion of 2018.
Well, first, let me just do
one
this.
One for the old guys. Old guys rule.
Well, thank you. As somebody who sat and just watched, and I mean, the feeling, as you know, is the response has been, and it's the response Jack had to the whole scenario. It was a magical day, Tom. I mean, you've always been a great striker of the ball. I don't think you've lost much of that striking ability. And you hit the shots, and then Jack's grandson makes an ace, and it was like we were back in 1978 with you battling Gary Player.
It was, yeah, actually, it was a magical day. Just the start of it, I started off with four birdies, and Jack had three out of four, and then he birdies another hole to go, and we were tied at four under, and Gary makes three birdies in a row, and it was three under. We're one shot apart, and I tell you, all the joviality was gone. We were trying to beat each other, and I ended up winning, fortunately, but the icing on the cake, or actually what superseded the whole thing, was the hole-in-one by Jack's grandson, GT. On the ninth hole, we played in the par three there, and that was just so special to watch Jack's reaction, heck, everybody's reaction to his grandson making that hole in one.
I mean, nothing. You just can't write scripts like that. And one of the things that's so exciting about your involvement with the Bass Pro Legends of Golf is that's a throwback, if you will, to the way this Champions Tour was created with Sam Snead and Bob Golby and Arnold Palmer and on and on. That's what is Johnny Morris has done an unbelievable job, along with the Champions Tour, of recreating some of that magic for the third week in April. And it comes off the heels of that fun we had on Wednesday. It should be awesome at the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf. And you're also involved in the property.
Well, the vision of Johnny Morris and Bass Pro is extended into the golf world. And it's just what he's done at Top of the Rock, Jack Nicklaus designed par three course, taking over the Legends Golf Tournament, which is the oldest senior tour event, and having it there at Top of the Rock in Buffalo Ridge Springs. And now he added a new course to play in the tournament. It's the Gary Player Mountaintop course. And oh, by the way, there are two courses, Ozark National and Payne's Valley, which are designed by a couple of hacks, Ben Crenshaw and Tiger Woods. He has created a golf mecca there, and it's going to be just a wonderful place to go and spend a week of your time playing golf, staying at Big Cedar Lodge, enjoying Table Rock Lake, all the other outdoor activities beyond golf that are right there in that one area.
Yeah, Tom, as you mentioned, I mean, you know, we got places like Bandon Dunes and Kohler, Wisconsin. I mean, Branson and what's going on at Top of the Rock and Big Cedar Lodge, I mean, we're a heartbeat away from being a worldwide golf destination.
No, it's in a couple of years when Payne's Valley, the Tiger Woods design golf course, opens up, it's going to be an A-list place to go to play golf.
I mentioned 1977 and 81, your two Masters victories, and this is probably not a fair question because you obviously became the king of the British Open as well, and close at some PGAs, and that historic win, that brilliant win, the chip in at Pebble. Does one stand out more than the rest? You know, growing up in St. Louis, I was always kind of a U.S. Open guy, being here in the Midwest, but as time goes on, it's hard not to be a Masters guy with all that you see there. Was there one that stood out to you?
Well, I'll tell you how it stood out. The one tournament I always wanted to win the most was our National Open.
Sure.
Called the U.S. Open. And going into that tournament, Jay, I was hitting the ball so poorly. Smoke and mirrors to be close to the, be close enough to the lead where I had a chance to win after Friday's round. I shot a pair of even pars, but man, it should have been 77s or 78s almost. But I was just I was hitting the ball everywhere. I was hitting the ball so far offline, I was in the gallery. Fortunately, then it's Friday afternoon after my round. I went to the practice tee trying to find something that's going to get me, and I found it, and I used it the last two rounds, and magically my game kind of came around, and I ended up winning the tournament. That was the tournament I wanted to win the most. That phone call to my dad on Father's Day was the most joyous phone call I ever had. But if I look back at my career, the tournament that really defined my career, I think, was the British Open in Turnberry in 77. And I played the last two rounds with Jack Nicklaus, and won by a stroke over Jack. And when he came off the green, he grabbed me by the neck, and he squeezed my neck, and he said, Tom, I gave you my best shot, but it wasn't good enough. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you. And coming from the greatest golfer ever lived, that gave me a boost of confidence that, I can play with the big boys now.
You proved again this past week that this is a game for a lifetime. You started as a young man in Kansas City. This has been your life. You look at Jack and Gary right there. And then, the people that go to Augusta, the patrons. I mean, this is the one thing about our game, Tom, and you were a good athlete in other endeavors, but this is a game for a lifetime. Just like it says, the Bass Pro Legends of Golf. You still get to see these greats like the Mary Mechs and you and all the folks that'll be down there. It is truly a game for a lifetime.
Well, that's the people who play the game. I think they understand that. People who don't play the game, it's a hard game to learn.
Oof.
It's a hard, very hard game to learn. My advice, if you want it, if you're just thinking about it. My advice is to literally go, and just like anything else, you got to be taught. And who do you go to be? You go to a PGA pro, and you get three lessons. The first one, it kind of gets you started. You're going to struggle. Second lesson is you have to practice in between the first and the second. You go back to get some confirmation that you're doing it right. And the third lesson after practicing after the second lesson. Now you're off and running. You have something to work on. And the number one thing is getting your hands on the club, the grip. Get them on properly to start. And if you get them on properly to start, then the game evolves from there. And you can show some progress early on. It's a tough game to learn, but that's the way I advise people to get started in the game. Once you get started in the game, I mean, it's look at Top Golf. You have 12% of the people at Top Golf. They go to the they go to the Top Golf, and then they want to play the game. They're playing the real game out on a golf course. It inspires them to go out and play.
And that's
what we need in our game.
Absolutely, that's what we need. We've got enough good amateur players. We just need people to get in this game, enjoy it, and really appreciate it. And that's what they can do if they head down to Branson for the 2018 Bass Pro Shop Legends of Golf. You will see the man we're talking with, 8-time major championship winner and one of the grand men of the game, Tom Watson. And Tom, before we let you go, two golf questions about the state right now. Jordan Spieth, obviously, with a brilliant start yesterday with a 66. Seemingly, he seems to feel very comfortable at Augusta. What do you think of this young man and maybe where his place in the game will be?
Well, the thing that defines Jordan Spieth is his guts. He's probably the most gutsy player on tour. He has it. He gives it everything he's got out on the golf course. He leaves nothing out there. Whether he's shooting 76 or he's shooting 66. That's what I love about the young man. He's a great young man. He's getting married. He's got a great family. And man, can he play. Mm-hmm. And, there's so many stories here, Jay. You have the stories of, Bubba Watson's coming back. Rory McIlroy's right there. You have, Dustin Johnson. But the umbrella over it all is Tiger Woods. Is he back? And that's given this tournament, this Masters, the most exciting prequel, if you may, to run up to the Masters that I've ever experienced. It's been the electricity here is really is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
You've known him since he was a junior golfer. He decided to go to your alma mater, Stanford. You've seen his success. You've known him. The number one thing here, Tom, about this return to me is he's healthy. Nothing would have mattered if this fusion or whatever the procedure was they did. He's healthy, and by being healthy, he can swing the golf club, and if he can swing the golf club, he can win.
We every Tuesday of the Masters, they have what they call a champions dinner, and we had 31 players there. Tiger was there, and I just looked him in the eye, and I said, "You got your speed back, don't you?" And he smiled back at me. He said, "I do," and I said, "Yeah, that's a really good thing." He had a registered club head speed of over 129 miles an hour, and that's the Tiger of old. And when you have your distance and your speed back, that means his back's in good shape, and he's going to be there again.
The health of our game is in wonderful shape at the PGA Tour level, thanks to people like Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player. They'll be at the 2018 Bass Pro Legends of Golf. Go see the legends like Tom Watson. Tom, thanks so much for all you've done and for all you continue to do for this great game, and continued success in all your endeavors, my man.
Jay, thank you. Enjoy being on your show.